This is Weekend Breakfast.
Now it's time.
Comments on Malty's Facebook this week. Comments from Malty's Facebook.
Week three.
I love
of
it.
Reading the comments from Shannon Knoll's Facebook. And just to our producer, Mobsy, can we try and get Shannon on before the end of the year?
Ellie.
We'd love to have the great man on to read some of his own comments. Is that a possibility there, Mobsy?
No, it's on Facebook.
Yeah. I'm working on it. Don't you worry. I'm actually making calls right now.
Ooh,
okay.
She's
We'd love to get Knowlesy on. Basically, Shannon Knoll has had a tumultuous 2018, but he's come across as the great Australian bloke. Of course, he got kicked out of the Crazy Horse strip club in Adelaide. He recently got busted and said guilty to having narcotics on him.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, someone threw a beer can at him at a country races, and he said that he would root the mum and the missus.
Yeah.
Shannon Knoll, everybody.
Yeah, but also don't throw beers at people.
Don't do that. I mean, everyone was.
He's a bit lippy. He's a bit lippy.
He is. And on Facebook, very funny. Not deliberately, the comments are. So on the 6th of November at 7:36 p.m, Shannon said, "Had a crack at spaghetti marinara tonight. Pretty happy with my effort. Although I think I made a bit too much. Managed to finish it though. Winky face. Hashtag scrumptious."
Dad.
With a photo of his pasta.
Dad on Facebook.
Now, Peter Manolis, he has done the great comment this week. He has written. Knowlesy, a master of ceremonies.
He's written.
I'll bet that isn't the first time you cleaned out some fine china while everyone thought it was too much. Ha ha. Relax on, Cobb. I'm just crawling into your yabby trap. Hey, listen though, mate. Any chance I could get my copy of The Castle you swiped from back in 2004? Fair shake of the sauce bottle. I just want to see Daryl Kerrigan appreciate the meals put in front of him with his wife. Much as like what's happening here in this photo. Anyway, Cobb, I'll see you when I'm looking at your hooroo.
I love it so much.
Love it.
It's just so much fun on that comment section.
November 7th, 1:36 p.m, Shannon has posted a photo of his post-Melbourne Cup celebrations with his wife on the couch. We're having a bit of cheese and dip on a platter.
Mm-hmm.
And Kev Conway, shout out to you, Kev, has written, "Knowlesy, you old slippery gypsy." But that's not the first. And the comment is, I should say, Shannon said, "At home for the cup this year, got our nibbles and got one up already." And then Kev has written, "Not the first time today you got one up. Good on you, Shagger." Speaking of nibbles, could I get that box of Jats I left back at your house in 93?
Yes!
The
yes!
old ball and chain is begging for some bickies and dip. Well, I got you on the dog and bone, mate. Reckon I could get the copy of Summer Hits 97 back. The struggle and strife really gets high off R. Kelly's I Believe I Can Fly. Thanks, Chops. Hooroo, champ. Love your work. Copper, see you around like a result.
Oh, God, it's so good.
The great comments of Shannon Knoll's Facebook, and let's try and get the great man on to read some out of it.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Look, I've had a life-changing moment at a zoo. Don't laugh, Angus. Oh, don't you dare laugh at my truth.
Yeah.
I went to a zoo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was mesmerized by an animal.
So if I go to a zoo, the animals that I would be mesmerized by are just a giraffe.
Right.
How is it so tall? How is its neck so long? An elephant, I'm always stunned by its size. Rhinoceros, I'm like, this is a protected species. What a gorgeous thing. And you looked at a...
Well, first of all, I love a goat, but also living for an alpaca. Because you know that they're protectors. So they put them in with deers and they protect the deers from foxes. And I was like, oh, my God, they're protective. I love them. And I looked into one of their eyes. Like, it didn't have both eyes. Like, one, it was blind in one. And I looked into one of its eyes.
Look into its eye.
To this Hmong alpaca's eye. He'd been scratched out. And I was like, I want you. I need to own you. And ever since then, I've been hell-bent on getting an alpaca. I've been researching it. My boyfriend Tom's in. I actually bought a...
Do you have the site, the land for it?
Absolutely not, but my dad has a backyard, and I think...
A backyard isn't land. It needs acreage.
No, but if my dad loved me, he would consider having my two alpacas in the family home. Really,
no.
He would.
That's not a good idea. So you want two alpacas.
Yes.
The only reason I would support it is for a funny name, because when you told me earlier this morning that I want to get an alpaca, I went, well, you've got to name it Kerry.
No.
Kerry Alpaca.
Come on, mate. And this is a joke from 2013.
That's a good one.
I want to call it, I've got to get two and just call them normal names, like Stephen and Alan.
No, I don't like it anymore.
Thank you so much.
Also like to tell you that I've eaten alpaca.
What?
Yeah.
Why? Under what circumstance? But they're like, oh, would you like beef or alpaca?
No, and sorry to the vegetarians and vegans listening, because I am quite food conscious when it comes to my meat, but I went to Darrenburg in Adelaide. It's got a place called The Cube, and they have a 10-course degustation menu. I went with my mum, and one of the meals was raw alpaca.
Was it any good?
It was good.
Really? Delicious. What did it taste like?
I don't want to say chicken, but it tasted like just meat. But it was delicious. Like, it was paired well with the wine.
What do you mean
so
raw?
I don't really remember it. How? Yeah, raw alpaca. So I don't want to, like, put your idea of having Stephen off, but if you ever cooked up Stephen, I'd be there.
Well, that's the other thing, you know, if they get a bit annoying, fry them up. No, I'm kidding. I don't want to fry. I want these alpacas so bad. I'm not a dog person. I'm not a cat person.
They spit.
They do not. Llamas,
they do spit.
Llamas no. spit.
Alpacas also spit. If the ears of an alpaca go back, it's about to spit in you in the face. And that's not a pet.
It is a pet. I used to live in Canberra and there used to be a man who walked an alpaca down the street and I used to
And
think,
what did people think of him?
Well, they obviously...
Was he Crazy Bob?
Yes. He used to, you know, cut his own toenails by eating them. And I thought to myself... Relatable, but also, do you, sir? You know, if you were to own an alpaca and walk it down the street and not have a job, you do that. And that could be me, Angus, except with two alpacas and no shoes.
Start with a sheep. A sheep is a small alpaca.
No, I don't want a sheep. They do not have the same energy.
They're as friendly
as an alpaca.
They are. Yes,
I'm
they
getting
are.
An alpaca.
Given them a chance.
I'm straight up I'm getting two. I need to get some land or beg my dad to put them in the backyard.
The only reason I support your continuous rallying to get an alpaca is because I'm a huge fan of the barefoot investor, Scott Pape, and I read his book, as everyone has, and he has two alpacas to protect the sheep at his acreage in rural Victoria.
In my mind, it was like Scott Pape's financial advice is, you know, make sure you invest wisely and get two alpacas. I was like, this guy's a genius.
They return dividends, the alpacas. All right, well, 13, 10, 60.
Another reason to get them.
Unusual pets, because if someone had an alpaca as a pet, it's unusual. Have you got a Komodo dragon?
Oh,
is that
my
a pet
God.
Of yours?
Yeah, what do you have? And also, can I just straight up be selfish and say, if you're an alpaca farmer, can you please call? I have some questions.
Are they good as pets?
Are they spitters?
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Now, alpaca chat.
Oh, yeah, good.
I really want to buy an alpaca, Australia. I went to a zoo and I saw one. I made eye contact with its good eye and I thought to myself, I'm going to be an alpaca owner. That's me.
Surprises me that alpacas are in zoos. Like for like Collingwood's Children Farm in Melbourne or in Brisbane, you know, at the Ekka, you know, you get to see the alpacas. A zoo having an alpaca.
They're protective. So they go with the deers. So the foxes don't eat them.
How and then foxes get into zoos? I mean, maybe an open range zoo like Taronga.
So. This was an open range zoo. But I also went to this zoo in Canberra and they've got them out the front of their area as well. And they're just so cute and sweet. And I just feel like I'm not a dog person, not a cat person. I've been looking for the perfect pet my whole life. And I think I've found it in two alpacas I'm definitely going to own soon.
I'm not for it. I just think you need large space like the barefoot investor does in rural Victoria. He has two to protect his flock of sheep. So that makes sense.
So but they're
for
protectors.
You live in Newcastle. You've probably on like 300 square metres of land and like maybe 30 square metres of that is grass, Tanya?
Yes, it's true. But my parents have a bit of land and I'd like to put my...
You can't put an alpaca on your family responsibility. It's you.
Yes, but I feel like if they really loved me, they would me have two alpacas.
All right. Well, let's go. Maddie in New South Wales. You own alpacas. Are they a great pet? As a pet.
They are incredible, but they are hard work.
Uh-huh.
And they also spit when they're really grumpy.
I told you.
So that's not just llamas. They really do spit.
The ears go back.
We're currently
Watch out.
Milking one because they've had babies and one of them has rejected them. So we've been milking the mum and there is so much spit.
Wait, why did they reject the babies? Just had them and were like, oh, ugly,
not for
me. We
don't know. It's actually really rare that they do that. So, yeah, it's really strange. And the baby's really cute. I just tagged you in a pic on Insta. She's 5 days old.
Thank you.
Her name is Peaches.
Oh, my God. How much is Peaches? Just like, I know you're probably not selling her, but if she was for sale.
Oh, it'd be over $1,000.
Wow, that's an expensive pet.
I don't mind.
Can I ask a question, though?
Ours are pretty cheap because ours aren't really great, but like they...
She's the Aldi of alpacas.
What do you mean she's not really great? Like, what's wrong with your alpaca?
Oh, as in they don't have like the perfect wool or anything. They haven't won any shows.
Degenerative diseases.
I don't care for its aesthetic. I'm not vain. I just want one with a good personality.
Let's go to Amy.
None of them have a good personality.
You're really selling it, Maddie.
Nice. Let's go back to just naming it Peaches and thinking it's all cute. Amy in New South Wales, you've also got alpacas or you grew up with them. Can I ask a question? Are they like, you know, a Portuguese water dog where they
What the hell's a Portuguese water dog?
Well, it's Barack Obama's dog. So like, do you know that black dog, but it's got fur instead of hair. So like it doesn't shed. Do alpacas shed?
No, they don't. They're very woolly. So I grew up with alpacas. My dad had about five or so when we were growing up just in our backyard. We had a relatively big backyard, but I used to think that they were great until one day they spat at my brother. And yep. from that point forward, whenever I went out to feed them, I'd wear my bike helmet on the front of my face. Because I heard that their spit was just made up of all of their stomach acids, and I did not want to get that on me.
So. Never okay to spit. Yeah. So it's like it's like being a fan of having like, oh yeah, I'm a huge fan of magpies. Like I love magpies as pets, but yes, I have to wear a helmet with silly safety ties on top of it. But apart from that, they're fantastic.
Who's having a magpie as a pet? Wait, Amy, just can you have them in the house? Can they just wander through your house?
No, I think they'd be pretty scared. They're a bit skitsy. They're not the easiest animal to tame. But
of course they're not.
The greatest thing about them is when they only poo in one spot. So they choose their spot in the yard and then they just make a pile of poo there.
Oh, well, that's convenient. No, that's good.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm getting
some... You
don't
have to go and clean it up everywhere. They make a pile and then you can shovel it into bags or sell it or whatever you want to do with alpaca poo.
Oh, you can sell it. There's a Scott Pape-style investment strategy. Manure, alpaca manure, $2 a bag at the front of your house. That's cool.
I feel like for every yes, there's a no. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh!
There's only been no's for me. All right, well, let's thank you very much for our calls. Also, Sonia in Victoria called to say that she used to own two alpacas. Not for her as a pet either. Tanya, are you going to get two as a pet?
No, I'm going to get four.
Jesus, what have we learnt then? Nothing.
Mate, when will you learn? I don't learn. I'm an idiot.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
You have been listening to a bit of the Fox FM Breakfast radio show, which is Fifi, Fev and Byron. P.S. I'm so obsessed with Fifi Box, just like low-key.
She's the best human in the world.
I
yes.
love her so much. But
so I was in here yesterday. So I was in the Fox FM studios where I'm doing the show from right now.
Yeah.
And I was listening to them on the way in and Fev brought up a very interesting topic that I thought Melbourne as appreciated, but the country who are listening right now
have
should
not.
Also get around.
Uh-huh.
Brendan Favola, Fev, hello.
Hello.
I was listening to your breakfast radio show, Fox in Melbourne, during the week.
Yes.
And I heard that, of course, your gorgeous partner, Alex, is about to give birth in a couple of weeks to your
fourth girl. Yes, and she shocked me with a statement that I didn't know, I didn't understand what it was.
Which is what I want to get into, a push present.
Yes, what's a push present? Well, I've had three kids already, and obviously the last one, Lulu, was 9 years ago, so this must be a new thing.
It must have happened in the last 9 years. So you haven't given a push present before in the past?
No, and she thinks that I've got to make up for all the other three.
It was going to be a good one.
Yeah, because I actually went to her because it was Derby Day. And I was like, hey, honey, because she's the boss. She has all the funds.
Of course.
I said, honey, you need some cash to have a punt with you. She said, well, you want to win some because I need a push present.
Yeah.
And I said, what's a bloody push present? And then I brought it up on radio and it's a thing.
It's a thing. Yeah, it's where, of course, you give your partner who's about to go through a hectic labour a present for giving birth to your child.
Yes.
Now, I'm surprised you haven't put it back on Alex to ask, well, there was some pushing on my part as well.
I did. I said, I did say to Fifi on air, I said, do I get anything? She said, no.
Yeah, and I asked Alex. 3 minutes versus her 13 hours.
Yeah, exactly. And I said to Alex, do I get anything? And she said, you get a child.
Yeah,
present. You get your daughter. That's the present. So I had a pretty good cup carnival. So won a bit of coin and now she wants a ring. So I opened up my big mouth and told her and now she's got the cash and we're buying a ring, I think.
And she was supported when you turned into a phone topic by people on the air saying that you should get her a push present, so you kind of need to get her something nice.
Yeah, well, I thought she just wanted something like just standard. And with the phone topics, all our wonderful listeners, everyone said a ring.
Mm.
I'm like,
It's like a blue box, are you thinking?
Yeah, I don't know. So I'm going shopping today.
Okay.
So today's a big day and hopefully I can get something really beautiful because she's got it for a lifetime. So to celebrate our four kids. So hopefully I can get it right because I didn't.
Are you really going to go without anyone else's advice? Are you going to send photos and say, look, here's six options?
I've been with her for a long time.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure I know her.
Know what she wants. Okay.
And I'll just get a receipt so she can take it back.
Let's talk.
He's so
push
lovely.
Push presents.
Push presents.
Didn't do any production on this.
Presents.
All right, push presents. Tanya, where do you stand on push presents?
Well, I mean, how nice did Fev just down then being like, this is for our four girls and I'm going to go out and buy something. I was like, oh, God, you're so bitter. Because when I saw it on the sheet this morning, I was like, I don't think it's necessary. Just because I think you get a life for birth, and maybe I'm just not into stuff. I don't know.
Materialistic stuff?
Yeah, I just don't need things.
Well, let's find out. 131060, are you pregnant right now and you're having a push present on the way? Have you had a push present? Are you a male against push presents?
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Let's talk push presents right now on 131060. Push presents. We're talking this because Brendan Favola was on his Fox FM Breakfast show in Melbourne, and he talked about his gorgeous partner, Alex, having, in a couple of weeks, their fourth daughter together and wanting a ring as a push present. Let's find out if it's a thing. Michelle in Victoria, push presents. Are they a thing? Have you had one?
I got two. I didn't know about them. I got a rose gold Tiffany infinity necklace for my daughter and then a matching ring for my son. And I had never had a Tiffany in my life. I didn't really care about Tiffany. I'm like, okay, thank you.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. I had no idea about them. I was like, thanks.
What do you think, Michelle, about a push present that suits both people, like husband and wife or, you know, boy and girl? Like if it's like, you know, a jet ski, like a Sea-Doo 5000, you know?
Sea-Doo.
You know, both people get something out of it? Like if you know, if my partner's about to give birth and I get her...
The man is not pushing, so I'd say no, because he's not actually pushing.
Correct.
Okay. But I'm saying it's for my partner. My partner might want a Yamaha jet ski, you know?
Okay.
Because she can wakeboard at the back. You can
maybe
fish off them?
Something she couldn't probably use too soon after the birth. It's something that she'd probably have to appreciate.
Angus.
Okay. I know it's a stupid suggestion.
No, mate.
A 14-foot tinny, obviously.
If you get married or have a child and you God give forbid. Your wife a Sea-Doo as a push present, best believe I will be on the phone to you abusing you.
I don't think you'd be the only one. TJ.
Also, it's not 1995. Who's getting Sea-Doos? Reminds me of The Price is Right.
TJ in Canberra, thanks so much for calling. What is your push present story?
Okay, so my missus tried to scare me to get a push present out of me, but when we went to Baby Bunting, I'd already spent like $6,500 on a pram and a cot and you know, all the bottles and the sterilizers and the monitors and that. And I think that's a good enough present.
Interesting.
On top of, there's no point getting a push present. You have to push, otherwise the kid's not going to come out, you know what I mean?
Well, he's not wrong, but
it's like you are being forced into pushing. It's not as if it's a voluntary thing. Like, I'm not going to push until I get a ring. It's like it's coming.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Imagine if it did work that way.
You can hold it off as like bait.
Yeah,
that's interesting though. TJ makes a good point, Danny. What's your thoughts on that? Because there is so many presents that are already going in. Like some people just don't want a secondhand pram. They want the top of the range pram.
I mean, I just TJ, this is my personal opinion. I don't want more stuff. Like, I don't wear a lot of jewelry. And this is personal, obviously. This is my opinion.
Yeah.
I just don't want a lot of stuff around. I just don't need it. I think it's unnecessary. But I think a lot of women would feel differently to me. So I think I'm a bit different.
I find that when my missus gave birth, the amount of presents she got from every single person already.
But TJ.
All the stuff I already bought her. Yeah.
Were they presents for the baby or were they presents for her?
Oh, it was funny. There was flowers for her. There was like little titties for the baby, you know. And then I'm $10,000 out of pocket because we just set up the whole house and bought a house and all this. And you want another $5,000 ring? What? Come on, mate. I've already got that.
I actually get where you're coming from, TJ. It does make sense. But I think, you know, when I do meet my beautiful wife, wherever she is, potentially listening, I will give her whatever she wants for bringing that life into the world.
Exactly.
I think I'll be a push present guy. Yeah, there you go. Thank you very much for your call,
Angus,
TJ.
You just made every human woman listening right now swoon.
What do you need, ladies? I got it for you.
Oh, yuck!
This is Weekend Breakfast.
A comment made by Tanya Hennessy, and that comment is, I am the biggest Spice Girls fan in the world. Let's put it to the test.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Look.
Bangers.
Spice Girls came up into our ethos of conversation off the air because, of course, they are reforming minus Posh Spice.
Boo!
I think it's...
Not that she really contributed a lot vocally.
Yeah, no, they literally turned her mic down or off during performances. But here's the thing. Do you know when S Club 3 came to Australia and we all paid them out? I genuinely believe a four-girl Spice Girls team is the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know about it. I don't know about it. But I love the Spice Girls so much, I'm almost thinking about flying to the UK to see this tour.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Okay, quickly, let's give it a bit of a backstory to your history of the Spice Girls. How much did you love them? Were we talking
I saw
you owned
the
DVD, you had posters?
VHS. I saw the movie about 16 times in the cinema. Wow. I had, like, the deodorant, any merch. I had it. I had a scrapbook, and I used to journal about my feelings about the Spice Girls. And when they broke up, I had a funeral.
Okay, that's sad. Sally in New South Wales, you're going to be going up against Tanya in a Spice Girls quiz I've quickly made. How much of a Spice Girls fan are you? What is your history with the girls?
Yes, sister.
Yes, girl.
So sad.
I was in year 8 when the Spice Girls were kind of in building, momentum building, and my best friend and I created our own Spice Girls newsletter on the back then, the 1998 computers. Printed them all off for free, I think about 200 of them. We kept watch for the computer teacher to make sure that we could print them. And then we went and sold them to all our friends for 50 cents each. And with the money we made from the illegal newsletters on Spice Girls, we bought Spice Girls merchandise.
Yes!
And also, to add to your story about the movie, Richard E. Grant came into my workplace a couple of months ago.
And I
went up to him and I was like, are you from the Spice Girls movie? And everyone else is like, Richard E. Grant, that is not his greatest Bond role.
I know. That's like his embarrassing role. But for me, I agree with you. He was so good in that. And Meatloaf was the bus driver. Oh, my God. The Spice Girls movie was so good.
You're both fans. You're both saddos. Let's get into this quiz.
Shut up, Angus.
Sally, if you get more right than Tanya, she's going to give you $50 of her own money. There will be a genuine bank transfer between the two of you. Let's go with question number one.
Oh, God, now I'm nervous, Sally.
Now, names won't be your buzzers. I want you to choose your favourite Spice Girl as your buzzer. So, Scary, Ginger, what are you going to go with?
Jerry.
You're going to be Jerry and Sally?
Sporty.
Okay, you're going to be Sporty and Jerry as your buzzers. Here we go. Question number one. Who was not an original member of the Spice Girls?
Sporty.
God damn it. Sporty's in.
Mel Answer? C.
Incorrect. Would you like to have a shot at it there, Tanya? You should know this.
It's Victoria.
Both incorrect.
Damn it! Who is that?
Emma Bunton replaced Michelle Stevenson, who left the group, saying she didn't fit in with the other girls.
I used to watch this unauthorized Spice Girls documentary.
Don't say you now know it.
And now I'm like, oh.
No. Which newspaper announced the Spice Girls audition?
Oh.
Jerry.
Where are you getting this information from?
Jerry?
The Sun.
Incorrect. Would you like to have a shot, Sal? So it was a blanket audition in the newspaper to make a girl group. They all responded. What was the newspaper?
Whatever the Daily Mail equivalent is.
Daily Mail. What was it, Gus?
It's The Stage. Both zero apiece. Not proven to be Spice Girls fans.
Who wrote these questions?
Yeah, Angus.
I don't know. It's from the internet. What is the Spice Girls slogan?
Tanya.
Sorry,
Jerry. Damn it.
I'm going to take Sporty first, not your name. What is it, Sporty?
Girl power.
It is girl power.
Well, obviously.
This question, you need to get this right, Tanya. Otherwise,
Jerry,
we will give $50 through to Sally. Which Spice Girl pinched Prince Charles cheekily on the bottom in 1997?
Sporty.
For $50.
Jerry,
Sporty Spice.
God damn it.
Who was it?
Scary Spice. Oh, no, Jerry.
I have to go with first answer.
Ginger.
Who do you think it is, Tanya?
It's Ginger Spice.
It is Ginger Spice. We quickly go to the tiebreaker for $50.
Else? That's so on brand for Ginger, don't you reckon, Sal? Just two Spice Girls having a chatter.
The Spice Girls were going to be called what?
Oh, God, I know this!
Oh, I'm out.
Oh, it was in this terrible unauthorized documentary I watched. God damn it! I used to watch it over and over again.
I'm out.
Both incorrect. It's Touch.
What?
In 1995, management decided to go with Spice Girls instead. It's a draw all. No one wins money. And thank God we get to move on to the next subject.
I disagree.
Thanks for being a part of it.
Thanks, Sally.
No, $50?
Nah.
That's it.
This is Weekend Breakfast.